This is Grace Lynn Keller with the Becker's Business Podcast, and I'm excited today to chat with Kimberly Svoboda, who is the founder and CEO of Aspiration Catalyst. We're going to talk about a couple of different subjects today, but before we jump into the interview, Kimberly, would you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure, Grace, and so glad to be here with you today. So I'm Kim Svoboda. My company is Aspiration Catalyst, and we work with organizations to help them improve in leadership and build high-performance teams so that we can make them bold, excuse-proof, and goal-crushing.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time today. I'm excited to chat, and we'll jump right in. So the first question I have for you are, let's discuss a few of your clients that you work with that you can speak about that you're impressed with and you like what they're doing. Can you talk on that a little bit?
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah. So we work with B2B clients and primarily in the areas of tech, pharmaceuticals, healthcare, manufacturing, and then professional services. So we have some really incredible clients, and they are all looking to improve, to scale, to grow, and they know that they can do that best by leveraging their most important asset, which is their people. So there's one client I'm thinking of in particular. It's a large manufacturing company. They are in the middle of a huge global transformation because they know that the way that they're going to achieve success is by changing the way that they're doing business. But one of the things that impresses me most about them is that they actually have as one of their key pillars to build a high-performance team first. And that is pretty amazing because they know that when their top leaders come together to build this high-performing team, that they'll be able to build relationships, interact with each other, they're going to be able to drive accountability, and ultimately get outstanding results. But the thing that impresses me so much is they started here, because so many companies actually wait until there's a problem before they start focusing on the people side of things. So I love that they're starting with building a high performance team, and they know that it's going to help them get the stellar results that they're, you know, really looking for. So that's a really fun project and just a great team to work with.
Awesome. Yeah, I love those thoughts there. And kind of switching gears to you personally, are there any projects or things you're working on right now that make you excited?
Well, I love all the work that we do. I feel like someone needs to pinch me, because I really, truly love my work. I love, everything that we're doing. And I definitely jump out of bed on Monday morning, ready to hit the ground running. I think there's a number of different clients that we're working with, including the one that I just mentioned, around, sort of a program basis. So there's a tech company that we've been working with for about the past year. We've got several in the tech space. And in this particular group, we just launched phase two of a leadership development program. And they are definitely one of my favorite clients. And they've got this group of high potential directors and VPs. And they know that if they're going to grow their revenue, which they've got really big goals for the next 3 years, that they're going to have to develop their bench of talent so that they can really scale. And in the first phase with this team, we focus on developing competencies and key leadership skills like communication, collaboration, and coaching. And the executive team was so happy to see the results that they got. So now we're continuing on to phase two, and we're doing a deep dive on performance management, really driving accountability, and then how do you coach a high performance team? And the thing that's so much fun about working with them is they're great. I mean, first of all, it's a highly talented group of people, but they are engaged. They come ready to play every single time we're together. And we meet with them. We do group coaching sessions every other week. We do one-on-one coaching sessions with them in between. And then we've got this platform that I mentioned, before, called the E2Grow, which is Empowered to Grow. And that gives them like little mini assignments to work on and reflect in between our sessions. And so there's just consistent engagement. It really helps them make progress very, very quickly. So I think if there's any like one common denominator with all the different clients that we work with, when they're excited about the work that we're doing, when they're fully engaged in it, like that just, and they get results, like that just makes me so happy. Like that is, you know, sort of the trifecta of, you know, working with amazing clients and, you know, being so blessed to do the work that we do.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time with me today to sit down and talk about these things. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you for joining me on the Becker's Business Podcast today.
Thanks, Grace. Great to be here with you. Be well.